Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition and hadith which has been narrated from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. And this hadith is about taking the fool as a companion. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, in his counsel to his son Muhammad al-Baqir, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, said the following: "My son, beware of taking a fool as a companion or mingling with him. Keep away from him and do not converse with him, for verily the fool is a lowly person, whether he is absent or present. When he talks, he exposes his foolishness, and when he is silent, he displays his inability to express himself. If he acts, he spoils, and when he is given responsibility, he fails it. His knowledge does not suffice him, and others' knowledge is of no benefit to him. He does not follow the one who advises him. His associates do not find rest from him. His mother wishes to be bereaved of him. His wife wishes to lose him. His neighbor wishes to live far from him. And the one who sits with him would rather be absent from his company. If he is the lowest in status, in the gathering he abases those above him. And if he is the highest of them, he denigrates the others." It's a very beautiful hadith about taking a fool as a companion. And in this tradition, as we saw, the Imam alludes to some of the reasons why we shouldn't take a fool as a companion. And sometimes we have friends who are kind of foolish, kind of stupid, right? Why do we take them for friends? Entertainment, right? But, you know, they make us laugh. You know, we have fun with them, but we should beware of the fact that these characteristics that the Imam alayhi salam mentions in these traditions could, at a certain point in time, later on in the future, come back and haunt us. We're associated with this person, and this person is doing these things. Soon enough, those actions are also going to be related to us, if not performed by us. In other words, that foolish person might have an effect on us and make us foolish as well, and we might be doing these things and committing these things that this same foolish person, you know, does. You know, in general terms, friendship is something, a very important concept in Islam. And, you know, the idea of having good friends and proper friends is something which has been advised to us in a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. God Almighty says that on the day of resurrection, certain people will regret having bad friends while they were alive, and they will regret it and mention this regret openly on the day of resurrection. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at taking the fool as a companion in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.